Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Good evening. This is Terry, and I am trying to get on to the show with Kelly, who is at another location, and I'm having trouble getting on, and I know we have a guest waiting to sign in, and I don't have Kelly's login information. So
we should be on, Terry.
We should be on, Terry. Okay, can you hear me?
Yep. Okay. Danny, can you hear?
I can hear you.
Oh, awesome. Thank goodness.
Okay, welcome to Fearless Generations. We are excited to have you here tonight with us. Sorry about the little glitch. As you heard, Terry is with us, and we're super, super excited. We have Danny Fung with us tonight. He is also a certified Fearless Living coach, and this is his first night with us, and we are excited to have him. He is from Canada, and we've also had W.E. Valancourt, one of our, also our Canadian coach. So we're excited to continue to expand upward. So tonight we're going to be talking about possibilities with the emphasis on life gets exciting. So we're excited about that. But first we're going to do a little, what did you do this week? Like we normally do. And then we'll also introduce Danny and have him tell us about himself. So let's get going with that because we don't want to run out of time. So Terry, what did you do this week?
Well, I think the most exciting thing that we did this week was a live workshop on Fearless Life. And we have 12 participants at the workshop, varying from people that have done work with Fearless Living, been coached privately, to people that were brand new to the concepts and strategies that we present during the Fearless Life workshop. So that was really exciting. We had great reviews from the people, good evaluations, and people left with an action plan to focus on one area in their life with specific steps to take to make that journey more fearlessly. So it was really exciting, and it helped to build my confidence to just want to do more workshops. So I'm feeling great about that. And I know Danny and I went through the same trainer workshops to be able to do these, and so I know he's excited for me too. Kelly was a big help.
Yeah, it was an awesome workshop, and it just gets me more excited for what we can do as Fearless Generations to help more people to, you know, get past those fears, get past those false negative thoughts that they've created and made themselves small with, and you know, start to have them see possibilities and opportunities in their life and for their life to start getting excited or exciting. And so it was really a really good workshop. And so I was happy to be there, happy to support it. And I'm actually in the training as well. So soon here I'll be able to facilitate ones with Terry, and we'll just be able to do more and support more people. So that's really exciting. Danny, I know that you have had, you know, quite a few workshops that you've done. You've also supported some big events in your town, like TED Talks and things like that. Why don't you tell us kind of what brought you to coaching, what you've got going on, and anything you want to share about the topic for tonight?
Sure. Yeah. What led me to coaching was, I guess it was a meetup that I went to, I guess, probably 3, maybe 4 years ago. And it was called the Catalyst Group. And it was basically a group where you would be an accountability partner for someone else. And awesome. I thought that was a great idea. And then the person who actually ran it said, why don't you become the master accountability person? And then she said, do it fearlessly. Live fearlessly while you're doing it. I thought, what did you mean by that? So I Googled it, and all of Rhonda Britton's stuff popped up, and I'm reading all the stuff on the website, and then it was weird. It was just like, okay, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. And I decided to become a life coach, and, you know, I'm living it right now. I'm doing it full time, and it's great. It's wonderful seeing people transform in front of you and, you know, learn how to step outside of the comfort zone and learn how to be more fearless, learn how to take control of their own lives and do what mm-hmm. they were meant to be doing.
Mm-hmm. Danny, what was like the number, the first tool that spoke to you or the first skill that you learned in fearless living that really supported you in transforming your own life?
It was the stretch, risk, and die. To me,
yeah.
I always looked at, you know, taking risk as something like jumping out of your comfort zone, but then discovering that you can take stretches, you can take risks, and sometimes you mm-hmm. can make dies, but just taking the little stretches, you know, moved your comfort zone a little bit bigger mm-hmm. every day, and then eventually your stretches becomes part of your comfort zone, and your risk becomes part of your stretches, and over, you know, months and a year or what have you, your comfort zone gets, you know, much, much bigger, and it becomes easier to take risks. And
mm-hmm.
nowadays, I don't even think about really taking stretches. I just go ahead and do it. And it's amazing how much the mind gets you in your way. And once you start thinking mm-hmm. about it, it's that's where fear lives, and that holds you back. But nowadays, I just say, you know, my favorite phrase is, you know, don't think, just do it right now. And when mm-hmm. you don't think and just go ahead and do it, it's amazing what you can actually do.
Yeah. So do you feel like your life has gotten a little more exciting?
I think it's gotten a lot more exciting, not a little more exciting. I mean, there's things I've done in the last year that I think would have taken at least 5 years to accomplish. Like you mentioned
mm-hmm.
TED Talks and, you know, in November of last year, I volunteered for TEDx Vancouver.
Mm.
And then in February, I worked at TED Talks. And in a couple of more weeks, I've actually been helping someone promote TEDx Stanley Park. So I've been volunteering, working, and now promoting TED Talks and TEDx's. And one of my goals is to actually speak at a TEDx or maybe even a TED Talks
mm-hmm.
maybe a year or 2 years down the road. And now I know exactly, you know, what it involves. You do have to register and then get screened. And depending on your theme, they may or may not like your theme. And then if they do like it, then they'll invite you to come up and do a little interview. And then if you do get selected, you go through fairly quite a bit of a rigorous amount of training just so that they teach you how to actually speak up in front of stage,
mm-hmm.
you know, in front of this the big red circle, as they call it.
And now,
awesome.
That's the way
I know it's going to happen for you, Danny.
Danny, is that the way it works everywhere?
Yeah, basically. You do get invited, or you basically submit your talk if what you want to talk about. There was another TEDx a couple weeks ago called TEDx East Van, and I think there were 130 applicants. Of the 130, they chose, I think it was 12 speakers.
Wow.
So there's a big, I mean, everything has to meet its theme. And,
mm-hmm.
But if it sounds interesting, then they'll bring you back, and then they create a short list, and then from that short list, they create the 12 speakers or the 15 speakers or whatever number of speakers there are
mm-hmm.
to then go forward, and then they practice their speech. They have someone there that helps them fine-tune their speeches, and then there's another person there that helps them. That teaches them how to actually speak in front of all the people, how to say it, what to say, how to engage the audience, and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you already have a lot of training because you've already gone through certified fearless training. So
exactly.
Hopefully
so
that'll give you your leg up.
Exactly, and it's great because you know you do get the experience from the business in the box training, and you know I look at everything that in life is doors, you know, doors opening for a reason, and you can take it negatively or you can take it positively. It's basically a choice, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's how you accept it.
Yeah. And one of the things that we have in the cooking, I don't know how to say that. That's what came to mind. But in the process of us trying to get going with Fierce Generations is Terry Talks. And but you know, on a more community level. But we would definitely have you, Danny, because we know you're amazing.
Oh, thank you.
But yeah, that's super exciting. That's super super exciting. And and is TED Talks is everywhere, right? Or do they have, is the organization, you know, like broken up into, because I know I've seen ones in Australia, I've seen ones, you know, in Canada, I've seen ones here in the States. So
yeah.
Is it all one organization or?
Well, TED Talks is basically one organization. The TED Talks is actually an annual event which occurs in Vancouver now, and I also plan to switch in the next few years. I know next year I'll be in Vancouver again. But TEDx Talk is basically, anyone can run a TEDx Talk, and it's basically community-based. So you know, anyone can actually run it, and then they can invite all these people in to do a talk. And I think there's probably 1,000 of these TED Talks every year, or TEDx Talks,
mm-hmm.
And it just involves local people talking about concerns about, you know, their local community or they can talk about finances or education and dreams and things like that. The one that's coming up for TEDx Stanley Park is their theme is ideas to action. And so, you know, one person's thought creates a dream, and it's up to them or a body of people that takes that idea and make it come true. And to make it come true, obviously you need to take action, right? So what they're talking about is, you know, their dream and what they want to do to make that become a reality.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it really
and that's so cool that you
right
get to see
the
back end of everything.
Possibilities, doesn't it? Fits right in with our topic for tonight of possibilities.
Yes, it does. I mean, the way I see possibilities is, you know, like I said before, there are doors that open in front of you depending on what's led up to you, what's led up to your current moment, and it's how you look at these doors that open in front of you. You know, sometimes they're negative, sometimes they're positive, but I think in Fearless Living, you know, when I took the life coaching program, it's made me look at things much more positively. So, you know, I look at it at the opportunity when a door opens in front of me, I look at it and say, okay, what has life given me today and what can I do with it? You know, what are the opportunities I'm given? What are the possibilities do I have? And how do I make it better for me and for the world?
Mm.
And so I look at it and say, okay, well, today it's, you know, plan A. And, okay, well, how do I take this and move forward? And how do I make it a better world? How do I benefit from this so that I can help the world become better?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really awesome. Go on.
And I say everything's a choice. I mean, it's how we decide what we want to do with that opportunity. A lot of times we look at it and we say, I don't know about that. But I always like to try things, and if it doesn't work, then at least I've tried.
Mm-hmm.
No harm in trying. And you know, I love trying everything and anything. I'm very entrepreneuristic, and I like testing my theories and testing other people's theories. And if it works, great. If not, then there might be a plan B that I can try.
Mm-hmm. On to the next opportunity.
Mm-hmm. On to the next opportunity. Exactly. I mean, there's so much out there in the world, and I you know, there's more than enough opportunities for me to try things out, and I try what I think is best. And again, there are all these choices out there, but I always look at value and see, okay, where can I spend the most where can I spend my time and create the most amount of value?
Mm-hmm.
And then I noted down my calendar and if it's in my calendar, it means it's I have to do it. I'm very committed in keeping a rigid schedule on my phone, and you know, once it's there, I'm committed to do it, to doing it, and it's done. So
that's awesome. I love how you use your phone as a tool to support you in keeping your commitments. Are there
mm-hmm.
are there other tools that you really that you really value, like that, like your phone, or like for Terry, she is very committed to doing her acknowledgments and her gratitudes in her life log. Is there something
mm-hmm.
else that really supports you, Fearless Living, or something else like your phone?
Yeah, I do my gratitudes and acknowledgments as well on my phone. And the end of each month, after I've written down my five gratitudes and acknowledgments, I'll then copy and paste that in my Word document so that I can always refer to it. But I use an application called Google Keep, and I put the date on top, and I have a template that's already preset that says, you know, I am grateful for and I acknowledge myself for, you know, five of each, and then I just fill in the blanks at the end of the day. And it's
called
great.
Google
it's,
Keep.
It sort of helps you. It's called Google Keep. Yeah.
Hmm. Awesome.
Yeah,
keep going.
Right out. And yeah, I just use that to reflect, you know, the day, and use that to anchor myself. And the next day, I read, you know, the previous comments. And if I'm a little bit down, I read the previous comments, the previous day's comments, and it helps me move ahead. Because, you know, a lot of times when you're in the negative position, you don't feel like doing anything. You just want to just lay in bed and just do nothing. But when I read my acknowledgments and gratitudes, it sort of helps pull me back up, helps me lift to another energy level. And you know, like say, you know, if once you have your energy level increased, that creates a bit of a momentum and enough of a little kick to yourself that you start moving. Like getting your engine roaring, and then you start moving, right? Once you have that momentum, you just keep going and going and going.
Yeah.
And
so that's definitely
that
one of your proactive behaviors then. When you're feeling a little on the low side, you know that you have that to look at and to refer to.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that can be totally overlooked. I mean, I know when we work with our clients, a lot of the times we, you know, encourage them to have, you know, five proactive behaviors that they can just do right then, wherever they are, you know, no matter the circumstance. And I think that is an awesome one, especially since you have them right there in your phone, because everybody always has their phone right next to them. So that would be an awesome proactive behavior to use, especially if there's an app that you can do that makes it even more easy and accessible, you know, to do that. I write mine down in a book that I usually keep near me, but to have it in my phone, I think that's also a positive thing, so that I have you know, some way of easily assessing or not assessing seeing them. I can't think of the word I was trying to say. But yeah, so I can easily see them. Talking about proactive behaviors, do you find, are there other ones that you use that are like that could help our listeners if they're trying to figure out what their top, you know, proactive behaviors could be?
Well, the gratitude and acknowledgement, that's number one. That's the main one. Those are the main one I use. The other thing I always ask myself is how happy am I at the end of the day as well. So I rank myself. I give myself a score of between 1 and 10. And if it's a high number, I'm okay with it. But if I put a low number, I put down the reason why it's so low.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, then I reflect on the day. I was like, okay, so it's, you know, something happened during the day that gave me this low score. So what can I do in the future to prevent this from happening? And so if it's a high score, I don't ask myself anything because I'm happy. I'm good. Right?
You're doing good.
If it's a low score, if it's a low score, then I ask myself, okay, why is it so low? And what can I do in the future to prevent it becoming so low?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that works for me as well.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. I like how you ask yourself how you can prevent that in the future. You know, and because
yeah,
we
exactly.
talk a lot about setting ourselves up for success. So if we know that certain things kind of, you know, make the day at the end, you get a low score, then how can we, you know, keep ourselves from getting in those situations, or how can we, you know, shift when we see ourselves getting into those situations so that by the end of the day, the score goes up.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah,
I always
look
at myself as a much happier person since taking the coaching course. And because I'm aware of the situation, I'm able to shift, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's another key thing, is just being aware of the situation and just being able to shift that energy level from a, you know, negative one to a positive one.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really key.
Yeah. Yeah, we talk a lot about shifting our language. Terry is really good at that. Well, Terry, I've been talking over you probably too much tonight already. So I will give you a moment to speak and I will be quiet and you could talk about possibilities or shifting or all of the other amazing things that you say.
Oh, let's see. I'll have to wake up here. I'm just kidding. I think one of the things that I wanted to talk about tonight that Rhonda talks about when we are in possibilities, we don't take things personally. And I think that's, I'm thinking of what Danny said about at the end of the day, reflecting on where he stands on a scale of 1 to 10 in terms of happiness. And if he has a low scale, a low score, asking himself what might have caused that, or what can he do in the future to avoid the low score. I'm thinking that when we don't take things personally, it's like he's talking about, we have an opportunity to make a choice every time we open a door or take an action or have a thought or speak. You know, those are all opportunities of doors that we open to make connections with others, to build relationships, to accept our circumstances and have a positive attitude and ask what we can learn, not, oh, why did this happen to us? That when we see those doors, those opportunities, those challenges come our way, and at the end of each day we reflect upon the positive effect they've had on our happiness or our joy or our peace or whatever it is that we want to measure each day, it can become a way of detaching from an outcome and taking it personally and just looking at it as a process, a journey.
Right.
And so each time we have that opportunity to make that choice of saying, well, you know, right now I'm feeling agitated or I'm disappointed or I'm not happy, whatever that we label that feeling, then rather than taking that personally and becoming negative, looking at it in terms of challenge and opportunity. And I think that your analogy of the doors was helpful to look at that, because I was thinking about how does being aware of and willing to take possibilities get you to where you don't take things personally. And so I think your discussion was helping me to see that, again, that's a choice. We can either take things personally or we can see them as a part of the process and move through that and take action towards our whatever our passion and purpose is, you know, our goals to be true to ourselves and to live our essential nature. So that was helpful. So just think of it as, you know, a door opening, a choice, and then an action rather than, oh, taking it personally that somebody doesn't like me, or taking it personally that I'm not competent, or taking it personally that I'm invisible, you know, where our triggers lead us.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of taking it personally and then being triggered to get on our wheel of fear, we can stay in freedom by seeing that as a part of the process and an opportunity to take action that's positive. And each time we're aware of that, the next time those things aren't going to trigger us, and we'll be going mm-hmm. further and further towards living that freedom and that being true to our nature and being, you know, all that we were meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
Now that you've mentioned it, it's so true that, you know, when you don't look at things or take things personally, doors open up so much. Like, as you open one door, that leads to other doors opening. And over the last year, that's happened so much for me. You know, from the TEDx Vancouver, I actually worked at volunteering for the FIFA World Cup, the Women's World Cup here in Vancouver. And that's how I met
awesome.
The person who was running the TED Talks. And that helped me get into TED Talks. So just by being able to volunteer for the FIFA World Cup. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's amazing how as one door opens, two or three other doors can open as well. And
mm-hmm.
as they
mm-hmm.
open, you look at that and say, okay, how is this going to benefit me? How is it going to create value for me? How can I help someone else with this? And, you know, as you pay it forward, something pays you back in return, and you get a favor out of that. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, I thought, oh, I'm not doing anything for the summer in July. I'm going to help out with the FIFA World Cup. And then you find out that the guy who's organizing it does a TED Talk. So I thought, wow, that's one of my dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, my dream, my word for this year was dreams.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of weeks before TED Talks, I found out that the theme for TED Talks was dreams. Now, is this a coincidence or what? I don't know, but it was really neat to find that out.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like the universe come in talking to you, and you're synced with that message you're sending out, and it comes back to you, and it's like, wow.
mm-hmm.
That was so
yeah,
amazing.
I remember talking with you in one of our classes, and how dream being a dream maker kept coming up.
Yes,
exactly. And how you were kind of starting to embrace that. So have you continued? Has that continued to be where you feel like that's who you are now? You're a dream maker.
I am called the dream maker. I even have that on my
Yay!
Website. It's on my business mm-hmm. card, and I've helped mm-hmm. people make their dreams come true. I mean, regardless of how big or small it is, when someone's
mm-hmm.
come to me as a client, I say, okay, where are you stuck? Okay, let's focus on that. Let's help you make your dream come true. And it's really neat because you get that little subtle hint from your client, and it'll be a hmm or a ah. And you know, you notice he's made that little switch, right? And he's turned from fear into freedom now, and then he can then take more risks to start living his
mm-hmm.
dreams and getting to the actual, you know, journey to the actual destination.
Mm-hmm.
It's really neat seeing that. I mean, when I hear that or see that, I get teary eyed from that.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really neat.
Well, yeah. I mean, how awesome is it to have Dreammaker as your a job title? That's definitely opportunities leading towards your life being more exciting.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I sometimes wonder, why didn't I not do this earlier in my life? And
mm-hmm.
But that's all right. I mean, I don't beat myself over that. I found the opportunity.
Yeah.
And when I saw Rhonda Britton's website, and I said, it was strange because something inside of me said, Danny, this is what you want to do for the rest of your life. And I embraced it. And then
you said
I took the coaching course. Mm-hmm. I said yes, and I took the coaching program, and last July I graduated. When did I became certified first living coach? In April, and graduated in July, and haven't looked back. So it's great. It's so much fun watching people, you know, transform.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Awesome, awesome. Well, I think we're almost out of time, Terry. How are we looking?
We are. They've already given us the 10-second warning.
Yeah.
So we
I
are
told you, 30 minutes goes by fast. No, we're not.
Yeah.
We're not off the air until I take us off.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Danny. This has been very helpful in clarifying the idea of not taking things personally because we're living in the land of possibilities.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. How, you know, when you were talking about that, I was like, oh, yeah, I totally see that, how he's not taking it personally. Like, he's not having a pity party because his number's low. He's saying, okay, how can I make it better tomorrow? And I think that that's really powerful. Because I think we can get stuck in the pity party. And if the pity party is necessary, fine. But give yourself a time limit. Don't stay there. Don't take up residency. You know,
exactly.
find a way to assess the situation and move forward. And hopefully the pity party becomes unnecessary, and you're just able to not take it personally and say, okay, what can I do? What can I do tomorrow?
Yeah.
What can I do better?
Exactly.
So I love that.
And to me, that's,
absolutely love
to
that.
Me, that's only a moment in time, and then you can always switch that moment to a higher number and move yourself forward, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for being on our call tonight, Danny, and I hope that you continue to come back and share with us and our listeners all of your dream-making awesomeness.
Thanks for inviting me. I really had fun on this call.
Yeah, we'll be putting your information up on our website so that people will be able to connect with you as well.
Great,
yeah.
Thank you very much. Now I'll be sharing the audio as well on my Facebook page and website, I guess. And I'll get to blog about this
too.
That's one thing I'm learning to do is learning how to blog. So.
Yeah, I blog on my personal coaching page, but not here yet. So we would love to share your blog on our page, especially if you're talking about us. So let us know.
I will do. Will do.
All right, awesome. Well, thank you, Terry.
We'll
always love.
We'll see you. We'll see you in July at the retreat, Danny.
Yes, for sure. I'm looking forward to that.
Super exciting. And I think we are planning on having you on the show again. Am I wrong, or do we have another?
I don't know. Well, if you invite me. I don't think we do, but let me know, and I'd be glad to be on it.
We want you back. So keep
okay,
us
great.
Posted on your schedule. But, yeah, thank you, everybody, for listening tonight. I loved the conversation. I hope you guys got as much of it out of it as we always do, and come back and listen to us next week. We're going to have Corinna Elliott on the show next week, I believe, or maybe it's the week after. I don't have it up to look at right now, but we're going to have her soon, and she's an awesome coach too. We're going to have Danny back, and as always, you can get a hold of us on our Facebook page or our website, fearlessgenerations.org. Thank you, everybody. Have a great night. Be fearless.
Good night.
Thank you.